Well, there you go. The resurrection. Serious historians do not doubt that Jesus was a real person who lived and died under Roman occupation in Palestine. The gospel account that he was crucified is also widely accepted, both on the basis of contemporary records and the embarrassment factor of including it in the gospels. Why would a story that didn't show him as being dominant and in control, be made up? So historians accept that he lived, that he was crucified, he died under Roman-controlled Palestine. But ever since the time of Jesus, people have been attempting to explain the empty tomb. Many different theories have been proposed, but not one of them has ever met with general acceptance. Here are some common ones. Number one, the stolen or moved body theory. This theory proposes the disciples had stolen and moved the body to make it appear that Jesus had been resurrected. It's the explanation given in the passage I've read, and it's probably the number one theory, if you like, for those who like to make these up. Why is that nonsense? Well, the disciples were a disorganized rabble. They were afraid, they were scattered, they were hiding, they were afraid. They were in no state to overcome a trained and experienced guards. Such an act would have been unthinkable on the basis that they didn't expect him to come to life again. I mean, they weren't expecting it to happen. And then they would all have had to have been sworn to a vow of secrecy about this plot. They would have to willingly remain silent for the rest of their lives. It just doesn't add up. They couldn't do it. Now, if the Jewish authorities or the Romans had moved the body, perhaps to prevent the problem of the disciples stealing it, all they had to do was produce it. They didn't, because they couldn't, because they didn't have it. Number one, no go. Number two, different theory, the wrong tomb theory. Ah, this is a good one. This theory proposes that although Jesus' followers saw where his body was buried, we had in the account that at least two of the women did, they sat opposite the tomb, 3 days later they couldn't locate the tomb. Subsequently, they went to the wrong grave, which was empty, and incorrectly assumed that Jesus had been resurrected. Well, the disciples often missed the point, but they weren't idiots. Even if they had gone to the wrong tomb, all the authorities needed to do was point to the right one. Again, they didn't, because they couldn't. Number three, the Passover plot theory. It sounds like a Sherlock Holmes one, doesn't it? This theory asserts that Jesus plotted to fake his own death to give the appearance that he rose from the dead, possibly taking a strong sleeping draught, maybe in league with Joseph of Arimathea, who took the body and put it in his own tomb, as we've read. Appearing as dead to the Roman authorities, he'd be taken off the cross, laid in a tomb, where he would revive after a short time and then reappear as resurrected. Well, the Romans were experts. They knew how to execute their victims. This was a common and very effective method of execution. It wasn't unique to Jesus. It had been, horrific as it is, it had been practiced for many years. They knew how to do it. They didn't make mistakes. This theory makes Christ a fraud and the disciples, again, near idiots. Number four, the mistaken identity theory. This theory states that the disciples, who had lived with Jesus for 3 years but never expected him to rise from the dead, came to the conclusion that he had come back to life. Then they misidentified a complete stranger as the risen Jesus. Well, if you'd lived with someone fairly intimately for 3 years, you'd know their mannerisms, you surely would have recognized their error. No one could have impersonated Jesus effectively, and they would again have had to have been sworn to be in on the plot for the rest of their lives. It cannot explain their subsequent single-minded loyalty to the cause and to Jesus. It just doesn't wash. Number five, the swoon theory. Now, this is a good one, this. This theory, which actually has been propounded by some people fairly recently, claims that Jesus didn't die on the cross, but merely passed out, swooned. After his crucifixion, he was taken down from the cross, wrapped in 75 pounds of linen, cloth, and spices, placed in a tomb. After 3 days without food or water, he revived, unwrapped himself, even though his arms had been wrapped against his body and the spice-soaked linens were probably dried and hardened by that point, moved the stone weighing maybe a ton from the grave entrance and walked some distance on mutilated feet to find his disciples so he could falsely proclaim himself to be the resurrected Messiah and conqueror of death. And the disciples believed him. Quite apart from the totally unrealistic ability of Jesus to escape from the tomb, as I said before, the Romans were experts. They didn't make that kind of mistake. They knew how to execute their enemies. They knew death when they saw it. Much more so than we do, of course. Now, there are other theories. Other things have been put forward to explain the resurrection. Visions, ghostly appearances, wish fulfillment on behalf of the disciples. They just wanted it to be true. But although you could, as a dispassionate observer, understand a few of those, they don't explain any of the recorded or subsequent events. Now, therefore, since the time of Christ, no attempt to offer conclusive proof against the bodily resurrection has ever succeeded. Every alternative theory is more difficult to believe than believing that Jesus physically rose from the dead, my emphasis. But it's a conviction shared by all four gospel readers, all four gospel writers, and all the New Testament. Also, the lives of millions of people ever since that time. So what is the logical conclusion? Why? He lives, of course. Okay, watch this.